Hello, thank you for calling the NEC Upline. My name is Harold. Am I speaking with Shamika?
Hey Harold, no, this is Jonathan. I have Shamika on the line. I was hoping you could help her out.
Yes, I can. Thank you so much. Hello, Shamika, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
How are you doing today? My name is Harold.
Hey Harold, I'm doing fine.
I do want to let you know we are on a recording line just for quality assurance purposes. I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file that claim?
Did I find an attorney?
Yeah, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No, sir, I didn't.
No. And were you or loved one diagnosed with NEC?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was it your son or was it your daughter?
It was my son.
Your son. How many weeks pregnant were you when you gave birth to your son?
I was 31 weeks.
31. And how much did your son weigh at birth?
He weighed 3.5 pounds.
Do you know if he was fed the infant male or the Similac while he was in the hospital?
It was the Similac mixture.
So Similac NeoSure. And when is his date of birth?
His date of birth is 11/28/2012.
11/28/2012.
Yes.
And when was he diagnosed with NEC?
He was diagnosed with NEC the 12th month, the 15th day of 2012.
And from the point that he was in the hospital or that he was born, right, on the 28th, all the way up until he was diagnosed on the 15th, did he leave the hospital or was he in the hospital the whole time?
He was in the hospital the whole time.
He was in the hospital the whole time. Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
And have you. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents relating to NEC?
No, sir, I haven't.
Okay. And your son, does he have any issues right now, such as ongoing gastrointestinal issues, any scarring in his intestines, sepsis, anything like that?
So no more than like one of his arms bigger than the other one. One of his hands smaller than the other, like, something like that going on.
Gotcha. Okay. But nothing wrong with like his intestines or bowels or anything like that. Does he have bowel issues still?
No,
Or
sir, he didn't
no.
have bowel issues no more. When I first had him, he did, but not now.
Not anymore. Okay. And do you have the medical records or no?
No, sir, I don't. They're
Okay.
with the nurse.
They're with the doctor office and everything.
Yes, sir.
What hospital diagnosed him?
The hospital diagnosed him with, I want to
Or what
say,
hospital diagnosed him?
you want to know what it was? The hospital name is, I just, well, the doctor name is Dr. Naray Madden. It was a pediatrician. The name of the hospital that he was born in is Baptist DeSoto.
Baptist DeSoto. Is that in South Haven? South Haven,
Yes,
Mississippi?
sir.
Is that at the 7601 South Crest Parkway?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Thank you. And was he diagnosed with NEC prior to eating the formula, or was it after eating the formula?
It was after.
After. And he was fed the Similac. And you are his mother, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And your son, he is still with us, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you do have the authority to sign on his behalf, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you are a resident of the United States, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And his date of birth is 11/28/2012.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And do you know of any other neighbors, family, friends who were diagnosed with, NEC who ate the formula?
No, I don't know anybody that I heard about a lot of people, but I don't know no one that I know, you know. I
Gotcha.
don't know anyone in particular.
Okay. And do you have a birth certificate?
I never went and got a copy of it. I
Okay.
used to have one, but I lost it, so.
No worries. Could you go ahead and confirm your child's gender for me?
Yes, he's a male.
Thank you. Could you go?
Tre'Davious Anderson.
Perfect. I was actually just going to ask you for his name.
Okay.
Could you spell out his first name for me?
Yes, Tre'Deon. You need the middle name as well, or just the last?
Oh, just the last.
Anderson, AnderSon.
Okay. And is he a junior, a second, a third?
No, he's my first child.
Okay. And I do need his social as well in order to be able to pull the medical records. Do you have his social with you?
Yes, sir. Let me pull that up on my end. Let me
And then
see.
while you're pulling that up, you spell your name Shamika, correct?
Wait, yes, that's correct. Okay.
Window seat.
The social is 669-895-304.
Okay. And now, could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me as well?
My who, sir?
Could you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, I'm a female.
Okay. And now for your date of birth.
It's August 25th, 1993.
And now for your social as well.
Social is 587-751252.
And then the email address, mechalewis473@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
And then the best phone number, 662-209-7079.
Yes, that's correct.
And then what is your property address?
Property address is 500 Lincoln Street, Sardis, Sardis, Mississippi, 38666.
One more time for that city. What was the city?
The city is Sardis, Sardis, Mississippi, 38666.
Was that F as in Frank, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, D as in dog, I as in igloo, S as in Sam?
You got everything correct except for the first letter. It's S as in snake.
Gotcha. Okay. That's why it wasn't popping up. Okay. Thank you so much for that. And then could I go ahead and get the father's full name that's listed on the birth certificate?
Of course. Could you hold for a second, please?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yep, I'm Sarah.
Yes, I'm sorry. His name is Terry Anderson
Is that a
Junior. Terry.
TERRY?
Yes. TERRY. Anderson, ANDERSON Junior.
Okay. Thank you for that. And now, were there any issues during the pregnancy, such as hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No, sir.
And then, your son, he was premature, correct?
Yes.
And he was born in Mississippi, correct?
Yes, sir.
Was he diagnosed in the NICU?
You repeat that, sir?
Was he diagnosed in the NICU?
From the naked?
In the NICU, in the NICU?
Oh, yes, sir.
When was he admitted into the NICU?
They admitted him in, I want to say in, I think it was around the 17th. Of the 12 month.
Gotcha. Okay. And so let me ask you
It was seventeen through the 19th, where
that
he was the
he
date
was in
of
the
the
NICU.
diagnosis.
Gotcha. Okay. So the diagnosis day, is it the 15th or the 17th?
The date of the diagnosis was the 17th through the 19th.
So he was diagnosed on the 17th. And then he was also admitted into the NICU on the 17th.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Okay. And now, so you said the 17th through the 19th. So he was discharged on the 19th, or when was he discharged from the NICU?
He was discharged from the NICU on the, well, the date that they diagnosed him was on the 17th through the 19th, but I'm thinking, hold on, let me get my days right, because it's a lot of information that I have to remember. So the discharge date was on the 12th of 2024. It was the second month of the year. So I'm thinking
So
that the day that
that's February in February.
yes, sir. That
Okay.
was in February.
February of the following year, so in 2013. Okay.
2012.
20, well, if he was admitted 2012 of December, right, he couldn't have been discharged 2012 of February. It would have,
Okay, yeah, that's
right.
right. That's right. It's 20. You had to write it first. I'm sorry.
No worries, no worries. Just wanted to make sure we're on the same page. So it is the following year. So he was there for about a month and a half in the NICU. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. And then when did they start using the baby formula?
They started using the baby formula around, I'm gonna say the. It's been a while. Let me see. I just remember the day. Well, the day that I started giving him the formula was on the 28th.
It was on the
And
20th.
I stopped giving him the formula on the 15th. It was 11 month, the 28th or 2012. That's the day that that's when I started giving him the formula. So after that, I stopped giving him the baby formula the 12 month, the 15th date of 2012.
Gotcha. Okay. So when he was born, he started drinking the formula on the 28th, and then on the
Yes.
15th, when he was diagnosed, or 15th on 17th, right? Is around the time that you stopped actually giving it to him when he was diagnosed. Is that right?
Yes,
Okay.
that's correct.
Okay. And was he fed breast milk prior to formula, or was it the formula first?
It was the formula first.
Okay. And after he ate the formula, did he have any issues such as low body temperature, green vomit, red belly, trouble feeding, dark stools, constipation?
Yes, his stool was bloody, and he had like fever, and he was doing a lot of vomiting.
Okay. And did he have any treatments, such as a laparotomy, assistive ventilation, anything like that?
Yes, sir. He had yes, sir. He had a lot of treatments after that.
What type of treatment? Did he have any intestinal related treatments?
I just know they did CBC blood tests, and they did abnormal X-rays.
Did he ever have any blood transfusions, any antibiotics, anything like that?
No, sir. I don't know about the blood transfusion. I don't remember that happening.
Okay. But he did have some x-rays and stuff like that.
Yes, sir, he did.
When was the last time he was treated for anything related to NEC?
It's been a while.
What year?
Oh, I'm gonna say he was like, I think he was like 5 years old. It was like
So like
between
2017.
him. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And do you remember the doctor's name? I think you said it earlier.
Yes, sir. Dr. Kiana Burmitt.
Dr. Burmitt, is that Burmitt?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's correct.
Perfect. Okay. And now you said he does have some injuries now. What type of injuries does he have now? You said one of his arms is longer than the other.
The one, yes, that's all. That's been the only problem that
That's the only thing, that's the only issue. Okay. Give me one moment and I will be right back on the line, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Shamika. So, everything looks good. Just at the moment, the law firm, one of our law firms is at basically cap. So what's going, what I can do right now is save this for you. That way Monday when they kind of when they open their cap, I'm able to send this out to you. Just right now with what we have, the main law firm that we do work with, they do kind of need an injury. But the injury that, your son has isn't, it doesn't qualify. So Monday I'll be able to send you the documents and basically get everything going with the other law firm that we work with, okay? So let me send you a text. So I just sent you that text now.
I got the Tiffany's.
Perfect. So I'll be able to send that to you over on Monday, and then we'll be able to finish up on Monday, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.